You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome in to Voices of Montana. Josh Rath here just stepping in because the Tow Rope Tour is live and what would it be live radio unless something decided to have a little bit of a whoopsie, as I'm going to say. Tom Schultz live over in Lewistown. And you know what? Eric Young, excellent engineer. Turn him on up here, Eric. Let's see. Hey, Tom, you there, buddy?
Yeah, Josh. Thanks.
Oh, man.
We got connected here finally from Lewistown, Montana. It's a beautiful place. But technology is still arriving in Lewistown, apparently. I'll blame that on myself. How's that?
Hey.
Karen Coleman is with us. Karen, let me turn you up. Are you working?
I think I'm working,
You're always working. You're one of the total rope heroes. When I talk to people around Lewistown, I talk to a lot of them, your name came up all the time.
Well, I hope it wasn't in vain. You know, my husband and I moved here in the 2000, and we came from the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And both of us had done a lot of volunteer work while we were working. But when we got out here, we just jumped right in because this is a very unique community. And these families and schools and 4-H and all of these, everybody encourages helping other people. It's a fantastic community. I've done fundraising in Chicago and Minneapolis, and believe you me, nothing compares with Central Montana for supporting and donating and underwriting and volunteering. They have all the big cities beat.
Why is that? Why is that?
You know, I think we're families. There are a lot of big families, you know, and everybody needs to help each other when a crisis arises or when, you know, when you're branding or when you're shipping or when you're, you know, whatever, Roundup, whatever. I mean, I think it's just a tradition. You hear the call, you hear the bell, you get back in the ring. I think it's fantastic.
I love it too, and I think part of that is we're raised that way to a certain degree.
We're steeped in that. It's part of our culture, and it's part of family's culture. I mean, you know, Grandma was always cooking for the church and baking pies and making casseroles for the breakfast meeting, and it's a tradition. Kids see it and they grow up with it, and then as soon as they're able, when they get their own homes and their own kids started, they start volunteering too. And there's nothing as gratifying as lending a hand or giving what you can that will complement what somebody else needs, and putting two people together that that's another form of really strong community building where about a resource, somebody else needs it, you put them together. It's a long track. I mean, it's not a short cure, but it builds a lot of stability in a community, and it's gluey sticky.
Yeah.
It gets gluey sticky. We all care about each other because we know each other.
It's funny how many statistics and surveys they do that will back that up, but we just know it from our heart. $500,000, more than, that this community gave to a project. You're the chair of the Central Medical Center Foundation, Central Montana Medical Center, and they got a new 3D mammogram.
3D mammogram and a breast biopsy unit, which is called a stereotactic. And now state-of-the-art mammograms are available to everybody here at our hospital in Central Montana. These mammograms are 41% more effective in finding teeny tiny early phases of breast cancer or any other little disturbance. We can do biopsies, we can do lumpectomies, we can go right in laparoscopically and examine what that little tissue is, put you out of your misery, you don't have to wait weeks for readings and so forth. It's just phenomenal. And
could you have imagined that the community would chip in $500,000 for this?
During COVID.
Yeah, during COVID.
We actually started this in the summer of 2019. And we've had a number of great fundraisers, and we've had a lot of local groups coming together for Miles for Mammogram and a Float Boat for Mammogram and, Lemonade for Mammograms. But, to raise that kind of money from this kind of a community during COVID, it's quite amazing. The generosity, the compassion, the passion of our people, everybody's been touched by breast cancer. And already we've detected half a dozen cases, really early cases, from people who've had mammograms. Every year, systematically, faithfully, and now early detection is their savior, because everyone knows in any kind of cancer, the sooner you detect it, the greater the possibility that you're going to be able to overcome it. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's one of the keys to this.
It's amazing.
You know, one of our sponsors is Mountain Health Co-op, and they do a lot of great things with insurance. In fact, they have a plan where their insurance can be free or cost just a few dollars a month. I mean, that is the medical community kind of coming together to fight cancer. It has claimed the lives of family that, you know, in each and every one of us.
All of us.
Who helped? Who helped you in that campaign? Who would you like to brag about?
Well, I would like to brag about Ann Tuss, who manages the Medical Foundation at CMMC, and she's been there like 35, 40 years. She's phenomenal. And she is so efficient at taking care of all the donors and all the people who want to volunteer in kind or do anything. She always gets them involved. And it's that unified steamroller approach. She gets everybody going in the right direction. We've had some fantastic large gifts that are just phenomenal. But we've had, as I say, lemonade stands for the mammogram, which was just fantastic. But Ann Tuss is really, really a remarkable woman, and her heart's in the right way. They're cattle ranchers from the Divide, and they're just she's just a phenomenal person. Our whole board is phenomenal. They've done everything they can to help us. And our board is real stable. We've been together for over 10 years. I think I've been chair since 2007. It's a long sentence, a life sentence, I guess. But, you know, it's a joy. It's really a joy. And so many people get so much satisfaction out of it. I mean, you know, they do say psychologically, if you're depressed, if you're on the outs, if you're out of sorts, do something for somebody else. Just do something. Get a smile. Pay it forward. Do something for somebody else. Get out of your own head. Get out of your own aches and pains and all your own business and family, whatever it is. And just get out there and make a positive difference. It really does fantastic things for you, you know, for me. And I came from a background where I did a lot of big fundraisers, and so I knew a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things that worked or didn't work, and most all of them can be applied here in some way.
You are a big total hero. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Karen.
Thank you.
And I will love catching up with you again, and we will help in whatever way we can.
Northern Ag is just fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. All right, back here is the Tote Rope Tour, Voices of Montana. We're in Lewistown, Montana, proudly sponsored by Mountain Health Co-op. And a bit later on, we'll talk about the Big Fish Boatworks. Brent Nienhaus is going to join us. So this will be cool. He's got a shop that I want to go visit. He's probably got boats that I want to buy. But right now, Colter Brown has Kyle Shaub with the Lewistown Livestock Auction here in Lewistown.
That's right, Tom. You know, we're here celebrating folks that have helped their community, and there's few people as well-known across central Montana as Kyle Shaub. World champion auctioneer, rodeo announcer, country music star, and now you own Lewistown Livestock. Kyle, you're a pretty busy guy, and today I do want to talk a little bit about the auction yards. I know you've got a big sale going on in just a little bit here, but you know, you made a sizable investment in the community in Lewistown in the ag industry by purchasing the livestock auction just last fall. So you must be pretty bullish on this ag industry in central Montana as a whole.
Well, I think we have to be. You know, this market's showing some upside. We're due for a swing. And regardless of that, this market's seen highs and lows. We've all seen that. I think ranchers and farmers, especially here in this part of the country, show a lot of resilience and have to have optimism to move forward. But growing up in this community, it means so much to be able to diversify our business, but to continue a business that means a lot to this community. Livestock markets across the country, it's not unique to Lewistown, but they contribute a lot of dollars to local economies. And we're just proud to be able to carry that legacy on here.
Absolutely. Correct me if I'm wrong. Lewistown Livestock's been here. This is the 70th year that Lewistown Livestock has been in business.
Yeah, 1950, or early 50s is when it started. And matter of fact, that's where the facility is at now. Prior to that, it was actually over across the street at the Fairgrounds building. So marketing cattle in central Montana goes back many years before that. But the current facility is much like it was then. However, Lyle and Jan Allen, who owned this for over 20 years since 1999, put a massive amount of improvements in. And curb appeal has certainly improved. But you get in there and start working in the pens, and you really see where the improvements have happened. And so a stockyard like this certainly takes a lot of improvements to keep things going, but again, that's kind of how we stay plugged in to the community as well, and we try to do a lot of business here local.
Sure. And Kyle, you know, on the Tow Rope Tour here, we're talking about people who have helped their communities, helped each other grow and get through some hard times. Who's helped you in your career as an auctioneer in the cattle business? Who would you highlight as someone that's helped you along?
Well, of course, growing up here with my family and my dad being in the auction business for over 40 years now and having the opportunity to grow up doing this, working at the stockyards as a kid, working at our auction sales, he certainly is no doubt a huge influence. Lyle Allen as well, and Lyle and Jan giving us an opportunity to step into ownership of this. But you look around this community, there's so many people that influence all of us that grow up here. It's Lewistown is a unique community in the way that it's pretty diverse. Ag is still our base. Ag is our core. But there's other industry here that supports the professionals, the medical, the other industries that happen. So we have a pretty eclectic type of people here, and it's wonderful. And the way that Lewistown supports itself is just something that you don't see just anywhere. It's a special place.
Absolutely. And last thing I want to ask you is, how do you pay it forward? How do you help others in the community?
Well, just again, having an opportunity to step into a business that supports other businesses in town. We employ 35 to 40 people, several full-time positions and a lot of them on sale day. But that ripples through the local economy in a lot of ways. But we've got 5 high school students working for us. They come after school or some of them doing an internship type program. And I think that's really great because you and I both know that something we've been glaring into the eyes of for many years is what is the future of the ag business for our generation and younger. And I think there's a bright future there. And I think here in Central Montana, there's been a lot of those young folks that have had opportunities to come back to the family place or find a way to find a niche to get started on their own. And I think you don't see that everywhere either. So, in a lot of ways, youth and agriculture is alive and well here in Central Montana. And we would like to see that continue to grow. And we'll continue to support that for sure.
Well, I totally agree with you, Kyle. I know you got a busy day here, so we'll let you get to the sale. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Tom, how about that? That's a pretty optimistic outlook for Central Montana and the ag business in general.
I love it. And like you say, in business for 70 years and keeping that going. And he's anxious to get back to business, too. I can see it. So, Kyle,
right.
Thanks a lot, man. We've got Brett Niehaus with us. Niehaus, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Is that a good German name?
Dutch.
Dutch name. All right. Well, thank you for being here. The Big Fish Boat Works. Look, I think Coulter asked Kyle a good question. Who helped you? When you got this idea, you're a fishing guy. And, of course, you're getting ready to do some flooring today, too, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, construction. Yeah, yeah. You don't rest too much, do you?
Not very much.
Yeah. So thank you for coming down. I appreciate that, too.
Thanks for having us.
When you decided to become, do this custom boats, who inspired you to do that?
Oh, I had a lot of relatives and friends that were veterans, so we tried to come up with a boat that was easily accessible for folks that didn't have the greatest balance, some disabilities, things like that.
And you managed to do that. And I was talking with you. You've got a boat, as a matter of fact, that is specific for getting people in a wheelchair out on the rivers, huh?
Yeah, we developed a door system that allows for a full-size wheelchair to enter the boat from the shore, just with the sole purpose for veterans and disabled folks to get them back out on the water.
Are you a veteran?
I'm not. Yeah. My dad was, my grandpa, godfather.
Yeah. Yeah, it runs in our family, too. And not only that, Brett, you recently gave a boat away to the Boys and Girls Club. I chatted with you a little while ago. You've got about 100 fishing rods just getting ready to give away. That's got to be a great sense of joy, not only for you, but for your entire staff, huh?
Yeah, everybody loves the aspect that we get to get some more fishing gear out and get rid of Xboxes and give them more tackle boxes.
Yeah. Is it working?
So far it is. We just did a fundraiser. We gave away a 16-foot boat package, and so we bought a bunch of fishing gear, and we're just waiting for that to show up so we can start handing it out.
Yeah, and now's the time, too, right?
Yeah. You bet.
Are you going to get fishing lessons then? Because you're a guide. You still guide in Idaho from time to time, right?
I do. We're working with the Boys and Girls Club to try to set something up for the kids that are interested and want to go out and learn how to fish or start to fish more.
I want people to understand, too, how they can find your custom boats.
We've got a website and Facebook for Big Fish Boat Works, and then we have the Big Fish Foundation, yeah, which has a website and on Facebook also.
Yeah, and it's not just the Boys and Girls Club. You're making boats. I don't know. What other causes do you donate to, and why?
You know, we want to work with anybody that is underprivileged and especially disabled veterans. I just believe in veterans should get more than what they are getting nowadays.
Thank you for that. I think that's very true. Are you maybe thinking about pushing that issue, supporting that issue?
We've got some folks that are working with veterans affiliations in Colorado, Washington, and as far away as Ohio.
Great, great. What's the boat you're working on right now?
We've got one that we're in the process of building for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Dillon Chapter. They're doing a raffle for a fundraiser. And then we have two private party boats going right now.
Nice. I got to take a break here. And, of course, we're moving along. Dale Fowles standing by. Whitney Brady and Kim Miller is going to be here as well. And you're anxious to get – is the weather going to be good enough? Going to hold up today?
Yeah, we're going to be good.
All right. Thank you so much. Again, it is Big Fish Boat Works. And you can just do a search. They're in Lewistown if you're looking for a custom boat, too, because a lot of that money, a lot of that effort is going back into the Lewistown community, going back into a lot of causes, as you mentioned, veterans causes. Thank you for being a total hero. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll see you on the – oh, by the way, if there was a surefire fishing spot around here that you wouldn't want to talk about on the radio, what would that be?
You know, pretty much any direction you go, Spring Creek, I've heard, is doing really well right now.
Nice. No, nowhere specific on Spring Creek. You just go there. You'll be okay. Nice work, Brett. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll take just a headline break with Brian Bennett. Just 1 minute of news, and then we'll come back as Dale Fowles is standing by here. The Tow Rope Tour, proudly sponsored by Mountain Health Co-op on Voices of Montana. All right. We're back with more from Montana for Montana. It's Voices of Montana. Our Tow Rope Tour is proudly sponsored by Mountain Health Co-op. Did you know that health insurance can be free or cost only a few dollars a month? It's even free to speak with an agent to see if you qualify for $0 plans. Visit mountainhealth.coop online today to set up an appointment to explore your coverage options. Mountain Health Co-op, covering you when it counts. This will be real short, Dale, but I'm going to hang you over to talk more about what you've been doing. Dale Fowles is the executive director of the Fergus County Council on Aging. And as we had talked earlier this week, there was a lot of adjustments. The pandemic struck the senior community harder than most.
I'd agree with that. You know, Fergus County has around 2,500 to 3,000 seniors, and it was a blow to a lot of people. Just the elimination of socialization and being able to go to the grocery store to buy meals, and there was a lot of issues. Transportation, we've dealt with a tremendous amount of change in the last year.
Transportation. You were saying 3,000 to 4,000 rides a month. How do you arrange for that? You can't do it without help.
No, we have drivers. We have a manager of transportation. We have dispatchers, and we run. We have six buses on deck and five vans, and we are running hard every day. We usually have 2 to 3 drivers every day.
I want to come back. We got a hard break here, and I can't move it.
Yep, no,
but we got more to talk about: the 3,000, 4,000 sack lunches that you guys have delivered, the 25-pound commodity boxes. A lot of work done at Fergus County Council on Aging. So back with more in a bit.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
You know, we are always asked the question here, well, how can one person make a lasting impact? I talked about the Mahatma Gandhi quote earlier. There's a poem. If I've got time, I'll probably read it a bit later on. But we have got a lot of folks to talk to here, including finishing up on our Total Rope Tour in Lewistown, Montana, proudly sponsored by Mountain Health Co-op with Dale Fowle, who is the executive director of the Fergus County Council on Aging. And you've got Kim Miller and Whitney Brady. And you were just chatting with Whitney. You guys are already doing some community service today, aren't you?
Well, you know, Whitney, they get some big styrofoam coolers, and we do just 150 hot deals of soup a lot of days. And so we picked up some styrofoam coolers from her for free today that we'll use distributing hot soup. It takes the whole community to make things work, and Lewistown is really, really good with that.
You know, and one thing I found, too, is that people are more willing to talk about each other than themselves.
Yeah.
You know, who would you like to give a shout out to for all the volunteers? I know you probably handle maybe 50 volunteers in a week.
We do. We have we have the Treasure Depot downtown, which is used clothing. There's a tremendous amount of volunteers that make that work. The senior center. We have people in the kitchens. We have a tremendous amount of volunteers, so I wouldn't want to start naming people. The meal route deliverers, we have three vans that go every day packed full of food that deliver.
Three vans every day.
Yeah, food to seniors that are homebound. So it just takes a lot of people to make it work. And in the kitchen, we have a head chef and an assistant, and those two people put out those 3,000 to 4,000 meals in a month for seniors. I mean, it's the busiest lunch counter in eastern Montana, and they make it work with volunteers. Our transport system is going 100 every day. It's really enjoyable. I thought when I retired I'd probably go sit in a boat, but I found this, and it's a way to give back to the community, and I just really enjoy it.
Well, I can see it all over your face, and I bet there's never a bad day there.
There's some logistic nightmares, but never a bad day.
Yeah, I bet there was. I mean, talk about how the seniors now are feeling and how they're managing through this.
Well, we have a big dining room that we had every day. We had a lunch meal inside, and when people had to go away from that, be at home and have us deliver meals, it was really hard on folks to not have that socializing.
Yeah.
That's some of the best medicine they get. And that was probably one of the biggest changes. And we're going to hopefully within the next month and a half, be back serving that in-house meal. So
that is one of the things that I think when you're talking about how you can make a difference in your community, serving seniors, especially during this time, probably made a huge difference in helping them through the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure what the community would have done without us.
Yeah.
Especially this last year.
Yeah, 2,500 seniors. I maybe we didn't talk about it, but like you said, three vans a day, 3,000 to 4,000 lunches. You mentioned logistic nightmare, but it's all labor of love, isn't it?
It is. It really is, Tom.
Dale, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate your public service, too. All right. We're going to move over here a little bit. Hey, come on over here. Yes, that's right. It's Whitney Brady, her mom, Kim Miller. They started the Support Our Hometown Heroes program, and I was really impressed with this. Step over here just a little bit closer. In fact, you know, why don't you put those on, too? We'll put the headsets on as Whitney joins us here. And again, this is an organization that just kicked off during the pandemic. Thank you for doing that. What was the inspiration for you?
Well, we just really wanted to do something to help people who are really at the epicenter in our community of COVID-19 and the pandemic. And we really felt like that was coming from schools trying to stay open and the hospital obviously taking care of sick people.
Yeah.
So it really, it was a little bit of a call for help from people that I knew in those entities, but mostly just seeing the struggle there and really wanting to uplift people, which kind of feels like a drop in the bucket, but, you know, hopefully it helps.
I'm sure it did. How did you see it help? What kind of response did you get? And I should tell people, what you guys did is you hung signs out there of appreciation, and then you brought food, and it turned out to be quite a bit of work over the long period, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was some work. We put signs in front of all of the Lewistown Public School entities, so including the bus barn and the administrative building as well as the schools, and then a sign in front of the hospital for the employees and to show the community, hey, you know, our heroes work here. These people are heroes, you know, every day in and day out. They're dealing with the challenges of the pandemic. So we did that. We delivered 790 meals to all of these people at the hospital and the schools. And then we also brought them coffee cards and pastries, all from local businesses. So that was sort of the other side of this. The goal of this program was to bring in business to our downtown community.
Yeah.
So only from sanctioned businesses, local businesses, almost all Main Street businesses that we bought those meals, pastries, coffee cards from to boost up, you know, those entities that also really struggled economically during the pandemic.
So when you decided to do this, and Whitney Brady is with us her and her mother, Kim Miller, founded this Support Our Hometown Heroes here to do all these good things for the hospitals and the schools to show the appreciation. It was a difficult time for, as you mentioned, for a lot of school teachers, a lot of the hospital patients. When you decided to do this and take maybe a leap of faith, talk about that process. Talk about stepping over and then just getting maybe you just got involved in it, huh?
Yeah, well, it really it was really my mom and I. You know, she's a retired school teacher, so obviously she was feeling for people who were her peers. And then, you know, everyone has a friend that works in schools and hospital, that kind of thing in a community like this. So, you know, we were hearing some of the daily struggles from those people and then just like, gosh, what can we do? You know, how can we make a difference? So we were really trying to help with that. And it really stemmed from a phone call. I called somebody who was on the board of the Central Montana Foundation. We couldn't have done this without. He called another member, got set up with one of their sub-accounts to help with COVID, and Carrie Mantooth at the Central Montana Foundation.
Yeah, she's going to join us later.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You know, and she made this happen, so we were able to put our funds there to a known entity so members of the community could donate. And it's 100% donations, 100% volunteer work, just my mom and I.
A lot of hours.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we couldn't have done it without people in the community. Yeah. But this community never ceases to amaze me with their generosity.
Yeah.
So from that and just really a simple phone call and the Central Montana Foundation saying, let's do it. This is great.
Well, you and Kim are hometown heroes. You know, you really are. And toe rope heroes as well. Thank you for that. Okay. Is there a website if people want to continue?
Yes, we're hoping to make another round of donations kind of as hopefully the pandemic is kind of tying up and people are getting vaccinated. So our goal is to do another kind of final hope finale type of thing. And you can donate at centralmontanafoundation.com, I think. Or you can check the PO Box 334 in Lewistown and then just put support in your check.
Nice, Whitney. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you for what you did.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to take a short break and come on back. We've got a couple of more folks to talk to here, and then we'll be live in XLO for hours. If you are tired of your health care coverage, premiums picking your pocket, with Mountain Health Co-op, quality coverage does 24/7 phone access to doctors.
From Montana for Montana, Josh Rath here in the studio with Tom Schultz out and about. As we mentioned, hey, Tom, can you hear us out there in Lewistown?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Good. Take it away.
All right. Not exactly sure. Let's get Abby over here. All right. Just to be sure. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate that. I was talking to Bill Steele earlier this week because he was nominated as a tow rope hero. And, you know, he's one of those guys who goes, oh, shucks, I'll just do it. I'll do what I need to do. Why don't you talk about Bill and what he has done for the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, Bill, in my opinion, is kind of the man, the myth, the legend. He really is. He's just an amazing individual who a few years ago showed up at the Boys and Girls Club to donate an old television, to be honest. And we roped him in, pardon the pun, but we roped him in. And he's not necessarily a guy that won't say no. He's just a guy who just volunteers himself. You don't even have to ask him. He starts with an event for us. He's been involved through lots of different things with the Boys and Girls Club, but we have this really special event called the 30 Days of Beef. It's an event where we work with about 60 plus area ranchers and agricultural businesses to have about $20,000 in beef that we give away throughout the month of April. And Bill is just the man who, like I said, he doesn't even have to be asked. He asks for all the donations, and then he's the guy who sells the most tickets, and then he's the guy who says, oh, I can go pick up that gift certificate. He's just awesome. So I'm just so proud of him and him being honored to do this, and his heart is there for the Boys and Girls Club, and his story with the Boys and Girls Club is really neat. So, yeah, thank you for talking about him and having him be a part of this.
Well, thank Bill for all the work that he has done. And he also had a lot of good things to say about you and the work that you do at the Boys and Girls Club. And I want to talk about that a little bit, too, because as we look at the importance of after-school care, as we look at the importance of getting our kids connected, like we are connected in the community, the Boys and Girls Club has played a growing role in that, hasn't it?
Well, thanks for saying that. I agree 100%. And I moved to Montana about 16 years ago. I grew up on a farm in Iowa, and I was in a really lucky situation that my mom was at home. I had a couple of grandmas who were really close by. So after school program, summer care for us wasn't a thing. I didn't understand it. And now working at the Boys and Girls Club and seeing how important it is to have programs like this, it's incredibly significant. And we have families from all backgrounds. We have families who come from single family homes. We have hardworking business owners who, you know, our parents who want to live in Lewistown in a community, who want to create their own legacy per se. And they need a really great safe place for their kids to go and have fun and learn and be educated. So it's a really, really neat situation. And like I said, I wouldn't understand the need of the Boys and Girls Club unless I worked there and saw it every day. But we just have the coolest people like Bill, who are volunteers, and other great volunteers in our community who support it. An amazing community. I'm sure that's been echoed through every one of your conversations today. An amazing staff. And yes, the Boys and Girls Club, I think, is a puzzle piece in making Lewistown really great.
Yeah. Talk about some of the other people. And I know, like you say, Bill does the 30 days with Beef and Beef, and he sells the most tickets and things like that. But who else comes to mind when you talk about people who uplift the Boys and Girls of Lewistown and Central Montana?
Well, I think where I would have to start to answer that question is to talk about an award that we have. We have this really neat award called the Bob Award. I know that might be a funny name, but I suppose the Oscars at one time was a funny name too. But we have two men, Bob Tapp and Bob Tasso, who have been longtime volunteers for the Boys and Girls Club. And so we decided to name the most prestigious volunteer award for the Boys and Girls Club the Bob Award, and it goes to our just premier volunteers. And so, I have to mention Bob and Bob. They're just two amazing gentlemen who have helped build the foundation of the Boys and Girls Club. We're celebrating 20 years here in Lewistown this year. And Bill Steele actually is the most recent recipient of being a Bob Award winner. And then two other volunteers who have earned that award are Denise Ellison. She's a retired accountant from Alaska who comes in and let's just be honest, she finds all of our numerical errors and fixes them for us like magic. And it's hours and hours of time that she does for us. And then the other person that's been awarded that award is Mr. Paul Huff. And he's been delivering groceries, Albertsons and people like Town and Country and such. They have grocery deliveries for us at the Boys and Girls Club, things that they're not going to be able to sell off the shelf. And Paul, every week let's just speak in at the Boys and Girls Club for 20 years. So he's probably been there 16. So those are some other important volunteers that are just for us.
Well, Abby, the Brits will be looking at you to the list. Well, thank you for your public service for helping these Boys and Girls teams.
Well, thank you. I think this is awesome what you're doing today. Congratulations to you on having such a great idea.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.